The Cat in the Flat, Episode 2.
Welcome to the messaging service. You have 14 new messages. First new message.
Hey Echo, it's Saul again. Do you remember that you have voicemail? Or a phone? Or is this another one of those months where you're deciding that English is a boring language and you'd rather speak in squawks again? Anyway, come on, call me back. Or just pick up the phone once.
Message deleted. Playing next message.
Yoko, hey, it's me. You remember me? Are you alive? Come on, call back, okay? My mum says you haven't...
Message deleted. Playing next message.
Hey, egg yolk, listen, it's Dad's birthday soon, and I was...
Message deleted. Playing next message.
Yoko, hey, it's Saul again. I hate voicemail. We haven't talked in ages. Remember when we used to spend hours just talking? I'm the luckiest... having a sister like you. Anyway, I love you. I just want you to know that. Always will, okay? You know where I am. Later, egg yolk.
End of message. Press 3 to delete or 4 to save. Message saved. Playing next message.
Home! It's pretty early, isn't it? I mean, I figured this would happen, but I was at least quietly hopeful this time around. But anyway, I baked you a... Oh.
Yoko, meet David. David, this is my entirely unhinged flatmate, Yoko.
Hi, unhinged flatmate, Yoko.
It's
great to finally meet you. Can I shake your hand or pat your head or something, yeah?
Careful, you might catch something.
Mean. It's nice to meet you, strange person who's been dating my flatmate for months, and yet I've only just met. It's nice to see that you're not entirely fictional.
Yoko, the flat smells amazing. You've been baking, right?
I smell cake. Do we all get to try some more?
No. Yes. No. No. Well, yes, I mean no. I mean... Yes, I baked, and no, it's just for me. You can't have any. Neither of you, sorry. It's a personal project.
What? Come on, Yoko. You were saying you baked me something, and now you've met David, you don't want us to have any.
Hey, it's okay. I mean, if I made a bad impression or something.
No, it's not okay. Yoko might be a bit on the eccentric side, but she's never been mean.
Yeah, that's it. I'm a mean bitch. That's it. I'm not letting you have any because I'm, mean. Honest. Rawr. I hate you.
Okay, Yoko. Show us what you've been baking. I don't know what's going on here, but your mean girl act is about as convincing as a bad toupee. If it's some kind of crazy science experiment, we'll take the risk. Oh, it smells amazing.
No.
Come on, Yoko.
No.
Yoko?
All right. Fine. But if this makes David scared of me, I want you to know that it was because I love you, okay?
What the fuck, Yoko?
What? What is it? Has she got a human head in there or something?
Come and take a look. Or, on second thoughts, maybe don't. It's...
Oh my. That's... that's a penis. A cake shaped like a penis.
Well... I wasn't sure how tonight's date was gonna go, but I knew you wanted to tell David stuff. Which I assume you have since he's here and everything.
The cake, Yoko! Explain this cake!
Right. Well, I wasn't sure how it would go, and I was thinking of baking, and then this documentary about voodoo dolls came on, and so I guess I just combined all of that and figured, hey... If the date didn't go that well, we could sit here and stab a tasty, tasty penis cake until we felt better.
Yoko, That is the single
most awesome thing I've seen in years.
What?
Well, yeah. Jesse was right. You're crazy. But an amazing friend to have done something like this.
Aw, thanks, David. You seem a lot less awful than I was picturing too. Would you like to taste the penis now, or wait until I've put the final bits of icing around the balls?
Okay, we're done here. David, let me show you the rest of the flat.
Nice to meet you. Oh, hey, don't touch my stuff.
Excuse me, mate. You can't smoke here?
Whatever. I'm not your mate.
Bad day, eh? Well, don't take it out on me. I'm just doing a
job. Doing your job, I know. Sorry. That doesn't even begin to cover the day I've had.
I'll bite. Let me guess. Women trouble?
Women trouble. Work trouble. Life trouble.
Bloody women. Hell in high heels, am I right?
I wish I had your outdated patriarchal attitude. Sometimes I really do. But no. I give her respect. Give her the time of day. I forgive. I keep letting her back in, and she always finds a way to spit me out with broken bones and bruises that never heal.
Poetic.
Well, thanks for the chat.
Put a dent in my day. See ya.
Bloody Philistine. No missed calls, no new messages, and oh, only 543 unread emails. I was at inbox zero this morning. Now look. Creased suit, 5 o'clock shadow, and 543 new emails to suck the last remaining pieces of my soul into the ether, never to be seen again. I'm not a hobo! I'm wearing an expensive suit. Look at me. Tied to BlackBerry, I'm just a manically depressed nicotine addict who's had a bad day. This is what rock bottom feels like.
All right. I'll record a voicemail greeting. Hi. Will that do?
Hey. Look, just call me back. I hope you're doing okay, sis.
You're not taking this game seriously! Let's try again, okay? This game is all about skill and agility. And flinging these green shell things at the other drivers to try and slow them all down. The accelerator is B. Just get your paw onto... That's it. Now, keep your paw there and you should go forward. Ready? Okay. Let's... Hey! Wait! You can't start yet. I wasn't ready. That's cheating. No. What are you doing? Don't lick the D-pad. That's... Oh, wait. You just fired a shell. That's cool. Oh, hang on. Now you're in the lead. How did that... What are you... You're rolling over on the controller. That's not how to play... Whoa. You totally just took that guy out and... Wah! I'm hit. Okay, I can do this. I can get the lead. I can... Whoa. You're so far ahead. How are you even... Are you trying to eat the controller cable? That's not gonna... But how are you... This is impossible, this... You beat me. Fine. I was bored of that game anyway. I don't know where you came from, you adorable and strangely intelligent ball of fluff. But it's nice to have a cute little friend around while Jesse and David are off playing Scrabble or Pokemon or whatever it is that people do when they sneak off to their rooms together after a date. Oh, you're sleepy. I'm not. Too much going on in the old noodle. Oh, what's that? Oh, just my phone.
I should turn off that blinky light thing. It just makes me feel bad for never checking it. Another missed call from Saw. Oh, you know what, cat, person, thing? He's the only person that ever calls me, ever leaves me voicemail. And he always does all the things I hate. Like, he calls me Egg Yolk, which is this ridiculous name he gave me when we were kids. And he always goes on about Mum and Dad, like they care enough to call me themselves. But that last message, totally not the usual too busy to talk sulky Saul. He seemed upset. His voice cracked. He said really lovely things. So out of character. Speak of the devil. His ears must have been burning. What do you think, kitty of cuteness? Do I answer it?
No.
Or just let it go to voicemail again? Oh, you're right. I can't keep avoiding him. Hi.
You okay? You actually answered.
You happened to catch me at one of those rare moments during which I was physically stood next to my phone, big brother. Now, please state the nature of your medical emergency.
My what?
Oh, come on! We used to watch that show together. You can't have forgotten all of it.
Sorry, how are you doing, Egg Yolk?
Stop calling me that.
Sorry. But seriously, how are you?
I baked a penis this evening.
You
baked a penis? Well, a cake, but it was shaped like a penis.
I'm finding it hard to be surprised.
You know me. I'm predictable.
Well, you picked up the phone. I didn't predict that.
So what's up? Why the 6 million messages from you over the past couple of weeks?
I miss you.
I got that from your voicemail.
We haven't seen each other in ages. Like, 8 months or something crazy. Let's go out for lunch or something.
Why? What's happened? Who's died?
Nobody's dead. No ulterior motive. I just want to hang out with my sister, that's all.
Okay.
As in, yes.
Sure. Why not? I've got some time tomorrow.
Oh, you've got a break in between your unemployment and laziness.
Hey, if you're going to be like that...
Sorry. No, really, sorry. That was out of order.
How about Shiro's? That place over by Butterworth Market that does those fluffy clouds of deliciousness.
Yeah, I've been there. Monday at 12.
This better not be a trick, Saul. No surprising me with Mum and Dad or anything.
Tricks, I promise. Just you and me and some char siu buns on my luncher.
Okay. See you then.
Night, Egg Yolk. Yoko.
Yeah, see ya.
You've been listening to The Cat in the Flat, with Chloe Knight as Yoko, Edward Elgood as Saul, Natalie Spencer as Jesse, James Alexander as David, Susie Holland as Sarah, and Michael Wellborn as the Cat. Additional voices by Jeremy Collins-Webb, Bava Barser, Jordan Pedo, Libby Grant, Freddie Parkinson, and Ashton Charge. The Cat in the Flat was written by Kestor Guyon and directed by Aidan Owen. Find full credits and follow the story online at www.thecatflat.com.